You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
A power struggle concerning who the legitimate president of Venezuela was divided the nation and the world this year. Unrest, which has claimed the lives of over 100 people, continues. It began in January when the opposition declared that the 2018 re-election of incumbent Nicolas Maduro, long accused by some of being a dictator, was invalid. Opposition leader Juan Guaido declared himself acting president and swore himself in.
I swear to assume all the powers of the national executive as the interim president of Venezuela, to secure an end to a treasonous government and to have free elections. If it is to be, let God and country reward us, and if not, let God and country demand it.
The United States was one of dozens of countries to recognise Mr. Guaido as the country's legitimate leader, but support for him declined after a failed military uprising in April, with Mr. Maduro continuing to control Venezuela's state operations. 2019 saw other deadly protests sweep across Latin America, and while they were individualised within countries, many had similarities. Instead of being sparked by opposition to left or right-wing ideologies, they came in response to a growing consensus of inequality, corruption, and government austerity measures. Many Latin American countries are in periods of economic turmoil following a period of prosperity across the region in the early 2000s. In October, a period of major unrest began in Chile. A 3% hike in transport fares sparked a broader rebellion against inequality, with dozens dying in the violence. After 2 weeks of unrest, President Sebastián Piñera pledged to bring stability back to the country, which by mid-December was yet to arrive.
As president of all Chileans, I always have to put the problems and interests of Chileans, their needs, their desires and their hopes, first in line.
Deaths were also recorded amid unrest in the likes of Haiti, Colombia, Ecuador and Bolivia. Bolivia saw weeks of protests following a disputed October election awarded to incumbent President Evo Morales. As the protests unfolded, the longtime socialist leader came under enormous pressure to stand down, eventually leading him to seek asylum in Argentina via Mexico. Bolivia's interim president, Jeanine Añez, signed legislation in late November to annul the contested elections and pave the way for a new vote without Mr. Morales.
Dear Bolivians, rest assured that this government will not negotiate off your struggle. We have a mandate to organise clear, fair and transparent elections. We guarantee that we will do it.
There was also international concern this year over the number of wildfires burning in the Amazon rainforest. Satellite data published in July showed an area roughly the size of a football pitch was being cleared every minute. Environmental groups blamed Brazil's far-right president, Jair Bolsonaro, who took office in January. Mr. Bolsonaro said he'd wanted to make major changes to Brazil's environmental policy, including opening the Amazon to development. He also said non-government organisations were purposely starting the fires to shame his government for cutting their funding.
I'm under the impression that it could have been set by the NGOs because they asked for money. What was their intention? To bring about problems for Brazil.
Experts say there's a direct link between the economic struggles in Latin America, the unrest experienced in 2019, and climate change.
You know, you see this particularly in Brazil, this right-wing government. You know, it supports miners and loggers and ranchers, and the faster they can cut down Amazonia and destroy other environments, the better, because, you know, there'll be more exports and the GDP will rise. Now, all of this, of course, is having an immense effect upon the environment.
That's Peter Ross, a senior lecturer in Latin American studies at the University of New South Wales. He says climate change is displacing people.
Glaciers in the Andes, for instance, are disappearing, and this is creating problems for people who relied upon water from the glaciers. Similarly, we can see same sorts of things happening in areas of Central America, not glaciers, obviously, but changes to climate. You know, so people are on the move.
That movement of displaced people, Mr. Ross says, is adding to the increasing social unrest across the continent. and it's something he expects will continue.
In the past, they might have been able to get in relatively easily into the United States. They're not able to do that so easily now with the Trump administration and all this talk about the border and blocking the border and so on. So I suspect that what we're going to see in Latin America is increasing social unrest.
Evan Young, SBS News.
sbs.com.au